In less than a year, an incinerator in Hartford that takes in 500,000 tons of garbage each year is scheduled to close. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the plant's operator remains at odds with the state about where all that trash will go.
The Materials Innovation and Recycling Authority handles about one-third of Connecticut's municipal waste. And when MIRA announced it would close its South Meadows facility in Hartford by July of next year, the agency originally said all that trash would no longer come into the city. But now, MIRA President and CEO Tom Kirk is backing off that assertion.
I probably spoke too soon when I said it looks like we're not going to be able to use South Meadows. Because I don't think that's clear. It may end up there, but it certainly was premature for me to say, hey, we're not going to be able to use South Meadows.
In a letter written to the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, MIRA argues it has the authority to transform the South Meadows site from an incinerator into a transfer station, basically a spot where trucks dump garbage before reloading it onto other trucks for disposal elsewhere. But the DEP doesn't agree, saying in an 8-page letter written Thursday that MIRA would have to either apply for a modification to its existing permit or get a new one. Katie Dykes, commissioner of the DEP, says the agency's position isn't new.
Frankly, it was a year ago that we sent a letter to MIRA and clearly stated that a new permit would be required. We didn't see any action taken by MIRA at that time to pursue a new permit for a transfer operation. But the timeline is ultimately in their hands.
Kirk says his agency is now reviewing the most recent letter and that modifying its permit may be feasible, although it's unclear if that could be accomplished before the plant is slated to close in July 2022. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.